All this week, we've been asking a lot of people to share their memories of 9/11. Mostly, we've heard from those who were adults at the time of the attacks. For those who were kids at the time, it's different. They may not even remember the day so clearly, but they've grown up sort of processing this huge event that they know has shaped the country and the world. So here now are the voices of three young Americans and their view of 9/11.
My name is Lucy Martirosyan, and I'm 20 years old. When 9/11 happened, I was 5 years old. I don't really remember what happened, to be honest. Nobody explained it to me. I maybe found out about what happened a year or two later. I remember discovering the Time magazine 9/11 issue in my parents' bookshelf, and I was just shocked. I remember thinking, so that's what happened? Why didn't anyone tell me? And to this day, it's not really explained. My high school American history only went as far to touch upon the Gulf War. We didn't go any further than that. Teachers usually say, and then 9/11 happened, and, well, we're just supposed to know.
My name is Jawad Khan, and I'm 22 years old. I was 6 years old when 9/11 happened. I didn't really comprehend what was going on. I just remember a feeling of fear that my family had about whatever did happen. And it wasn't just a fear for our country, but I also just got the feeling that as a Muslim family in America, things would just never be the same again. I didn't know how, but that's how it felt at the time. Growing up, I did get some of the typical jokes and comments you'll hear, bomb jokes or terrorist jokes, but for the most part, people who knew I was Muslim would actually take the friendship with me as an indication of what a Muslim looks like, rather than the narratives we often hear around 9/11. And so while I don't think about 9/11 itself all that often, the issues in my day-to-day are sometimes very direct results of 9/11. So in that way, it's still very much in my consciousness and a real part of my history.
My name is Kelsey Proud, and I'm 28 years old. I was 13, almost 14, on 9/11. For several years, you know, it wasn't really in history books. It was a small paragraph at the end of American history books because it was a situation that was changing so quickly. And so we didn't talk about it too much in depth, and that was it. I don't think about 9/11 as a moment in history, because I feel like I lived it. I'm of an age now where I'm starting to think of things in a historical context a bit, but history feels too far away. 9/11 still feels fresh, and it's been, you know, over a decade.
We just heard from three young people who were school kids when 9/11 happened. Here's a girl who wasn't even born when the 9/11 attacks took place. She's now a freshman in high school.
My name is Miriam. I understand the event as a group of people who came and destroyed the Twin Towers. In the past 3 years, I've been wearing the hijab, and every day on the tragic day, 9/11, I get picked on by people at my school. I get called many names, but I wasn't even born when it happened. We learned about it in school, and the teachers would tell me that the Muslims are the ones who did it. I would think, no way, my religion doesn't allow that. And I still believe that. I still believe that it was some type of setup. I always think about 9/11. I mean, how could I not? Everyone in school makes jokes about it. And it's not even funny. It's not even funny anymore. I feel very sad when they bring it up in a laughing matter. Because it's not. People should take it more seriously. Thank you.
That was Mariam, born after 9/11. Okay, one other voice we want to share is that of Saba Tahir. She writes fantasy fiction. Her new book, A Torch Against the Night, takes place in a dystopian land on the brink of war. Saba Tahir is Pakistani-American. She grew up in a motel that her family owned and operated. Saba was 19 years old when 9/11 happened.
On that day, I was in the motel in the Mojave Desert. I had just come back from New York 2 days earlier. And I understood exactly what happened. And I knew that it was going to change everything. I knew right away. I will never forget, you know, calling my friends, calling family members in New York, calling friends in New York, making sure everyone was okay. But just in the back of my head, that dread, knowing that things were never going to be the same for the country again.
You can hear more of my conversation with author Saba Tahir on Monday here on The World.